He wrote that he left for good reasons and for reasons he couldn't explain. He wanted to stay. He needed to go. He wanted me to know it was a tug of war deep in his soul. Sailing by the bluff, he knew I was there. He spoke of my fears, even the ones I couldn't share. Before me, his living, his life, and his home was the sea. It was then that I knew this letter was heartfelt and true. He wrote that once in command, the limp that altered his stride and jabbed at his pride was no longer a thorn in his side. He was more than able to perform the demands of command. He told me he missed me from day one, and that each letter was done with more eagerness than any other task he performed. I couldn't believe my parents' love song was always on the tip of his tongue. He dreaded delays until one eased his inner fray. More on that he did not say. He wrote that the closer to port he drew, the happier he became. After years of service, the feeling was new, but held no shame. When the offer came, he wasn't torn by the choice, for his heart had a voice. His love for the sea would never die. But was he ready to say goodbye? Would he pass on his command for a new life on land? Will we meet in our garden by the sea as planned? Is it the place he wants to be?